Moving us then to agenda item 4.3, the southern hemisphere whales other than minke whales. 4.3.1, report of the scientific committee, and I'd ask the scientific committee chairman to provide that report.
Thank you, Chair. This is a relatively short section. I'm on page 32, section 10.3, southern hemisphere whale stocks other than minke whales, and the details of this can be found in Annex H. We received a report from the intersessional group dealing with southern hemisphere humpback whales. We recommended that an updated version of a table summarizing current knowledge for southern hemisphere humpbacks be placed on the IWC website, and the address is given. In terms of new estimates of abundance and rate of increase, the committee noted that the existing IWC management areas and boundaries for southern hemisphere humpback whales may not be consistent with the present understanding of their biology, and we agreed that this matter requires further consideration. In this report, we present then a summary of information on status by region, and I'll just direct you to the sections on Africa, South America, Oceania, and Antarctica. Under the last section under Antarctica, we have a recommendation that the biological data presented to the Secretariat for validation inclusion be included in the catch database. This is the Southern Hemisphere catch data that's referenced on the top of page 33. So the recommendation there is that these biological data concerning catch be provided to the Secretariat for validation and inclusion in the official IWC catch database. Concerning the next item, further population dynamics modeling, we recognize that for the immediate future, assessments at the substock level will require additional information, and we recommend that assessments at the stock level continue. We also recommend that more precise definition of substocks be clarified to aid in the evaluation of within-region population structure within the management context. Further, we agree that reallocation of catch data, where appropriate, is important, and that discussions of the status of populations should be continued pending these revisions. Next, we received a report on the Antarctic humpback whale catalog. This is the Antarctic humpback whale catalog. Is a collection of photographs identifying individual whales that has been ongoing since 1987. More recently, this has been funded in part by the IWC. The total number of individuals in the catalog currently stands at 1,979. From the last submissions, 16 individuals were recited from the same areas, and the details of that are presented below this section of the report. We recommend that the IWC continue this work. Under other sections in this part of the report, the committee recommends that additional work be conducted concerning trends in abundance in the Cape Vital area to provide adequate information on rates of increase. Under other species, we have comments regarding, we had a report concerning fin whales, another report concerning blue whales. I'll only point your attention to the blue whale report. The committee welcomed the work and the report by Branch for addressing many of the issues identified during discussions at last year's scientific committee meeting. And we agree that this research represents a considerable advance on previous work and supports the conclusions that, one, the average Antarctic blue whale population is increasing at a mean rate of about 7% per annum, and the confidence intervals are provided there. Two, an estimated circumpolar population size of approximately 1,700, again, the confidence intervals are provided, in 1996. And three, that this population is still severely depleted, with a 1996 population estimated to be at approximately 0.7% of the pre-exploitation level. Further regarding blue whales, the committee requests that an update on the status of acoustic and genetic data from the SOAR cruises be provided with a view to potentially integrating new information into efforts to assess southern hemisphere blue whales. Finally, the committee agrees that the existing intersessional group on blue whales should continue its work and include any new information as it becomes available. We agreed a recommendation concerning sei whales taxonomy, and that's mentioned under section 10.3.4.3. And I'll stop there. Thank you.